Early in January 2006, a lone wolf crosses the unmarked border and enters Sweden from Vodland in Norway. A man on a snowmobile thinks he might have glimpsed it just outside of Fjellnes, but the wolf vanishes into the trees heading east before he is able to pinpoint it. In the remote Norwegian Oosterdalarna Mountains, it had discovered a lump of frozen moose carcass with remnants of meat still clinging to the bones. But that was more than 2 days ago. It is beginning to feel the pain of hunger and is desperately searching for food. The wolf is a young male that has set out to find a territory of his own. He continues his way eastward. At Nervjana, north of Linsell, he finds another moose carcass. For a whole day he stays and eats his fill before resuming his trek east. When he comes to Kurbala, he trots over the frozen Ljusnan and then follows the river along its winding route toward the sea. One moonless night, he lopes silently over the bridge at Jarsver, then heads into the vast forests that stretch to the coast. In the early morning of January 13, the wolf reaches Hesjovellen, a tiny village south of Hansesjön Lake in Hälsingland. He pauses and sniffs the air. He detects the smell of blood. He looks around. There are people living in the houses, but no smoke rising from the chimneys. His sharp ears can't detect the slightest sound. But the wolf is in no doubt about the blood. He skulks at the edge of the forest, nose in the air. Then he moves forward, silently, through the snow. The smell comes from one of the houses at the far end of the hamlet. He is vigilant now. With humans around, it's essential to be both careful and patient. He pauses again. The smell originates from the back of the house. He waits, then eventually starts moving once more. When he gets there, he finds another carcass. He drags his large meal back to the trees. He has not been discovered. Not even the village dogs have stirred. The silence is total this freezing, cold morning. The wolf starts eating when he comes to the edge of the trees. It is easy, as the flesh has not yet frozen. He is very hungry now. Having pulled off a leather shoe, he starts gnawing away at an ankle. It snowed during the night, but stopped before dawn. As the wolf eats his fill, snowflakes once again start dancing down toward the frozen ground.